Let me just pray. A gracious, loving God, we just give you thanks for your holy word. May it become a light to our path, a guide to our life, an inspiration for our soul. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. So we're starting a new series called Beyond Imagination. And as I was thinking about what we should be preaching about, exploring how we as the church might explore during this month of April and a little bit beyond, after we've just celebrated Easter, what should we be doing? We've just talked about the greatest story ever told of Jesus. He's going through all that he's done and through his death and resurrection. And we celebrated that wonderfully. Yet what do we do after that? And it got me wondering, it got me thinking, and how do we talk about God? How do we talk about God in our lives, in our everyday lives? How do we describe God's character and nature? How do we explain God to others? And this got me processing. Significantly, it got me thinking about what is God's character and nature? And how, when we think about that in depth, when we think about God's character and nature, it really starts to stretch beyond our imagination. So over the coming weeks, we are actually going to be exploring some theology. Now, theology might sound like a very scary word, but it actually means the study of God. And so we're going to be studying God a little bit over these next couple of weeks. But first of all, let me explain what I mean by when I say God's character and nature is beyond our imagination. See, our understanding and description of God is actually limited by our language. Think about that for a moment. Our understanding and description of God is actually limited by the language that we use, that we have. It's also limited by our past understandings and about what we are able to comprehend. Some big concepts for us. But the reality is that God, in fact, is so much more than we can describe, so much more than we can imagine, so much more than we can comprehend. God is far bigger than we can put words to. God is beyond our own understanding and imagination. God is bigger than this. So I want you to start thinking bigger rather than smaller. God is bigger than we can imagine. God is more than we can describe. God is far more complex and nuanced than our language can ever encompass. So look, as we're jumping into the first part about our understanding the character and nature of God, we're actually going to be jumping into a God of creation. But I want to first of all give you the first theological point that we are going to explore. That God is omnipotent. What a great word. Omnipotent. And omnipotent, if you're following along in the sermon notes, where I've got all of this in there for you, so you look that through on the sermon notes on our website and church app. Omnipotent really means that the supreme, the almighty, all-powerful, unstoppable, invincible. Have you noticed the theme in our worship song so far? That it's kind of tapping into that whole omnipotence of God, that supreme, almighty, all-powerful, unstoppable, unmanageable, unattainable God. God beyond our imagining, gone beyond our comprehension. And nowhere is God's omnipotence, the character of God's omnipotence, more evident than God in creation. Psalm 19, verses 1 to 6, shows how our language is trying to describe this character of God that is limited by our poetic language that we have, our understanding and our experience, and yet it draws us to imagine and go bigger and beyond and remember and draw conclusions about the character of God and the nature of God from what we are seeing in the world around us. Let me just refresh us from Psalm 19. verses 1 to 6. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. They speak without a sound or a word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout all of the earth and their words to all of the world. God has made a home in the heavens of the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. And the sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other. Nothing can hide from its heat. What wonderful, beautiful, poetic language we have here. The Psalms are a book of poetry. And that poetic language, if we read the Psalms as they are, we often read them and pull them apart, but they were meant to be sung. They were meant to be part of lifting our souls up and bringing us up into worship. And this is a psalm that should be lifting us up to look beyond ourselves into the nature and character of God that is so much more. John Calvin, the French reformist and theologian, actually loved Psalm 19, and especially how God revealed himself in creation. And Calvin used Psalm 19 in his writings to teach us that God speaks to us in creation. God is a creating God. And to be a creating God means that God has to be all-powerful, above and beyond all creation. Not in creation, but apart from it. So God is omnipotent, meaning that creation, however you think about it, is from God. God spoke and creation happened. God speaks and creation happens. How powerful is that? Can your mind even comprehend that? Let alone thinking about Higgs bosons and whatever else might come to mind. Can your mind comprehend God speaking and the stars coming into space? We're going to explore this little notion of creation for a moment. And the story of creation that we find in Genesis 1, and I just want to share with you and just start with it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." God spoke, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and then he separated the light from the darkness, and God called the light day and the darkness night, and evening passed, and morning came, and making the first day. Then God said, "Let there be space between the waters to separate the waters and the heavens and the waters and the earth," and that is what happened. God spoke, and it happened. God spoke, and it happened. Creation from God, if we think about this, is the first moment. This story that we have in Genesis, in creation, is God revealing himself to us. It's the first revelation that we have of God, of who God is. And so it actually is so important for us to actually understand what that means for us. The creation comes from God's love, God's wisdom, God's power. Creation brings about all things. That is the created order that we live in. And the created order that we live in is distinct and separate and apart from God. I said we're going to be really deep thinking today and really looking at some of these things. In fact, our creeds of faith actually talk about this very fact about creation and about God revealing himself. We'll put up the Nicene Creed here for you. The Nicene Creed is here. And this is something that we ascribe, and as a church, we will say this every so often. Some churches will say a creed every week as a remembrance and an affirmation of their faith. And so it starts this way: we believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Notice this, that's a creating God, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. So in other words, what we can see and what is beyond. God is our creator God. And we affirm that in the Nicene Creed. And that has been passed down from that Council of the Nicaea all the way through. And we affirm and subscribe to that as well. If we move to the Apostles' Creed, you can see the very first two lines of this. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, even more specific, the creator of heaven and earth. When we say this, what does it mean for us? When we say these words, do we just let them roll off and go, oh yeah, blah, 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 and it makes no difference to us? This is powerful. This is important. See, God reveals himself as being an all-powerful God without beginning and without end, who is other than creation, who created something out of nothing. Genesis shows us that even though God is all-powerful, God seeks to connect with us. So when you have the story of creation happening in Genesis, and God speaks all of creation into existence, what then do we see? That God then walks with the created order, with us as humans there. He wants connection. So this all-powerful God, omnipotent God, has so much love that he creates us and the relationship that we should have with God. This statement about God revealing himself beginning before the beginning and before the end, that created everything out of nothing, is such a powerful and important statement. It's worth delving into. And I'm going to tap into a little bit of work by Pris Baglow in his series on faith and science, acknowledging God as creator. And he makes 4 points that I'm going to put up on the screen for you, and are in the notes as well. 4 points that we should take into account when we're thinking about God as a creating God. And first of all, here it is. God creates from nothing. I'm going to give you the 4 points. God creates from nothing. God creates with time. God creates with freedom. And God creates out of the Trinity. So let's just explore a little bit for us here. God creates from nothing. God didn't use pre-existing material to create. So breathing into existence. God's action of creation caused the universe to come into existence. He spoke and it was there. Regardless of your scientific explanation of how it came to be, in one divine action from all eternity, creation sustains all that exists. So this is a deep theological point about creation from nothing. I won't use the Latin phrase that we use for that, but it meaning out of nothing. God then continues to create and creates with time. See, God is transcendent above all time. This means that there is no difference for God creating at the beginning of time and God creating right now. Now, instead of going to stretch your mind beyond imagination, God is creating right now. That means that creation is not just a moment in time. When we think through this, God is creating all the time. So when God says, let there be light, it is let there be light now, as much as then. God is a God that creates and continues to create and continues to sustain. God is not the mechanics of making it all happen. God is the creator of it. This is a metaphysical reality beyond our understanding of the physical, outside of all of that, that describes God as the creator of the universe. It doesn't mean that the universe is sustained by God, the creator, but God has breathed into it. So when God says, let there be light, it is at the beginning of the time, but it is also right now. God creates with freedom. This, you know, these are deep points for us to consider. God creates with freedom. God was and always is and will continue to be free to create with complete freedom as God sees fit. We know from the Easter story and Jesus' sacrifice on the cross that God loves us so much. And this love that God has for us is what defines part of God's character. And even when we are thinking about God, the creator, the creating God, God creates out of love. Not creating out of mechanic, but creating out of love. The act of creation is an act of love. And God's freedom to choose to do that is so powerful that we need to kind of understand that for ourselves. We don't restrict God. Our laws don't restrict God. What we can imagine doesn't restrict God. God is beyond our imagination, beyond all of this. God has freedom to do as God chooses. And fourthly, God creates out of the Trinity. Creation is not just the work of the Father. Creation is the work of the Son and the Holy Spirit. If you read through the Genesis accounts of creation, you will actually find reference to all three there in the creation. It is God complete, not God separate, but all of God. Creation is not something that is apart from God, that God does. It's who God is. So a creating God is something that is not just something we just pay lip service to or wonder how this all came into about, we argue about or anything like that. It is the very fundamental nature of who God is. God creates. And we are part of that creation. God brings out of nothing. God brings beyond time. God is continuing to create. And when we think about these aspects of creation, we can do nothing but see that God is all-powerful, is omnipotent. When we think beyond that, to create from nothing is an expression of power that I could not actually comprehend. Now, I thought about showing you, the enormous power of the sun over 5 years. There's this wonderful video that if you want to watch it on YouTube, you can. And it's the sun changing over 5 years and the amount of energy that flows from that. And thinking in deep scientific terms about power and how God is beyond all of that, and beyond all of that comprehension. And just even thinking about the numbers there makes my head spin. I come from a scientific background and it still makes my head spin thinking about those. But God is all powerful. But rather than keeping this just in the academic and theological realms, I want to actually ask you, what does this mean for your lives? If we always keep it in the academic, if we always keep it out there at arm's length, God is a creating God. And it has no impact on us. Then why do we even bother? This has an impact on us. And let me say this. Sometimes we act like we want a God that we can reduce down to our own size. We want a God that will overlook our flaws and will bless our indiscretions. That's the kind of God that most people want. But the problem is we don't actually want a God that we can shape and shift. We want a God that is beyond our imagining. We're not trying to have God as bite-sized chunks that we can easily digest. God is beyond our imagining, beyond the limits that we place. God is bigger than that. See, if we have a God that is bound by our imagination, by our limits, what does that mean for our faith? What does that mean for our faith? Is our faith bound by what we can imagine? Is our faith bound by our comprehension at the time? God is bigger than that. Let me tell you this, God is so much bigger than you can imagine. God is so much more creative than you can imagine. God is so much more powerful than you can even comprehend. See, if we are trying to limit the power of God in our lives by reducing God down to a set of rules and precepts that we can imagine, then we are doing ourselves a disservice. Have we in our own cleverness placed limits upon ourselves and on our willingness to see God of creation moving powerfully? See, I want to say this. When you come to worship, on a Sunday morning, when you enter into this building and you join together with the believers here, are you expectant of a God that is going to show up? Are you expectant of a God that is more powerful than you can imagine? Or are you wanting what has been reduced down to a bite-sized chunk? Are you wanting what we have always done? Or you want a God that is beyond your imagination to do something amazing, to show up? Let me tell you, I want a God that is beyond our imagining. I want a God that blows my mind. You know, I think about things scientifically and the whys and the wheres and the, you know, the quasars and pulsars and all those kind of things, and I just think, how amazing. I worship a God that is so powerful that I want to place my trust in God alone. I worship a God that is beyond my own imagining, and I can imagine a lot. But God is bigger than that. He's not limited by my capacity to think, not limited by my willingness to accept. God is beyond all of that. God is omnipotent, all-powerful, indescribable, unchangeable, all-powerful. I believe in a God who is a creator, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in a God whose great expression of love is to create everything that is in front of us. So my challenge for us today is, are we willing to think deeply about God? Are we willing to let our imagination go beyond and further? Are we willing to let God do more in our life than we possibly can imagine? If your answer is yes, I want you to pray with me now. Oh God, you are indescribable. You are unimaginable. You are beyond all things. And Lord, we praise your name because you are the creating God. And to you, who is all powerful, who is beyond our imaginings, to you we come today and we ask that we may have that close relationship, that love that you expressed in your creation, that you have given to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, that we have received your glory through. Lord, give us a full measure. Give us a full measure of your love, your grace, your all beyond all. That our lives may be so much more than what we have created for ourselves. Lord, help us to be so much more. Help us to go beyond our imagination into what you are giving us. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Amen.